What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dane Brugler was just with us, and Dane from The Athletic writes The Beast. It's the most comprehensive draft guide you're going to find, and so I'd suggest you read it. Dane is into it, and Dane's a local guy. Dane lives here in the area, and he was at the Senior Bowl, checked out a bunch of things, and talked about the number 2 pick with the Browns and the Myles Garrett trade request, which all of a sudden is a real interesting combination. In case you missed it, if you just tuned in, because we've been talking about it all day, and Meredith just mentioned it there in her 2020, Myles Garrett issued a statement today, and it was a mass release. All came out at 11 o'clock, and he goes through some really nice things about the Browns and everything else. Says the goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, which is Andy has nailed. Is exactly what Andrew Berry said, is we want him to go from Cleveland to Canton. Well, he says that's not his goal. His goal is to compete and win a Super Bowl. And then Miles sums it up with that trade. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Then to get a really nice, cool little Miles MG95 signature, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
On the statement. Dane chatted about, okay, Miles requests this. You have the second pick in the draft. Is there any correlation here? What's it all mean?
Right now, February 3rd, I don't think they're drafting a quarterback. That's just, my gut feeling right now, just because this is not a great quarterback class. They're going to look to move back first and foremost to get more draft picks. And, this is a class where, there's plenty of solid talent, just not a lot of elite talent. But they're going to be in a position to get better with that early pick. And I don't think a Myles Garrett trade is going to affect what they plan to do early.
Interesting that he says he doesn't think they're going quarterback. I know you're happy to hear that.
That's what I want to hear, because if they don't think there's a quarterback that's worthy of being drafted at number 2, hello, Kirk Cousins, and whatever they want to do after that, and maybe we're waiting till next year. Maybe you're going to reap the benefits of your Myles Garrett trade next year or this year.
We keep hearing that name, Kirk Cousins. Boy, I sure hope they have a doctor take a good look at that Achilles. He was really good early on last year. Was really not very good. Then he got benched.
Yep. I think he's the connections he has with current coaches is going to make a play in this. Whether it's the final straw, I don't know. But he definitely knows the guys that are here, and he this could be a good fit for him next year.
Roman's in Canton. Roman.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas?
How about-
hey, I can't help but just be mind blown by. I know that we're an optimistic fan base and we always look for the bright side of things, but Miles is an intelligent person. He's not just a smart football player. He's an intelligent person, and he wouldn't be asking to leave a team that drafted him, and he's been through literally, you know, the worst parts of an NFL you know, career than if he didn't see what the writing on the wall. He has, I mean, he has minor ownership in the Cavs, so it's not a matter of fact of him not wanting to stay here. He knows that we're another 3 years maybe from being competitive again. Let's be honest, because what Jimmy Haslam did, and I blame all this on Jimmy Haslam, whether it was AB, you know, approaching Jimmy with the idea of trying to go get Deshaun, and then we got brought off the table because our offer didn't make sense. Jimmy's the one who signed that $260 million check to confirm and guarantee that a quarterback who hadn't played in 2 years and had all these question marks above him was going to come here and, you know, take a shot in the dark and hopefully, you know, get us to where he thought we could be. And again, like the one previous caller said, who has the confidence in AB or Paul DePodesta or whoever it is drafting people to, you know, turn this team around and to get all these major draft picks? The only thing AB is good at doing is convincing free agents that our organization is somewhat functional. That's the only thing. And it's unfortunate because I tend to think I'm a level-headed fan, and, you know, there's sometimes where the fan base gets overreactive about certain things, whether it may or may not be true, but Miles knows exactly what's going on from inside the organization, and it's not good. It's not good, any of this.
All right, so, Roman, I've listened to your entire argument, and I agree with a lot of things, but, I mean, I don't know that owning a piece of the Cavaliers makes him... I don't see where that is a quality that makes him Mensa, the way he played it. I mean, that does. Hey, that's great. He's got the money. He's able to
buy. He's a fan and he has some cash.
Yeah, he's got. Usher, same thing. I mean, it was like the Haslams with the Steelers. Like, they're minority owners in the team. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, Mensa when it comes to sports. And by the way, we sit here and listen every day, and every owner on every sports team pretty much gets ripped. So I think he is a smart guy. I think he knows what he wants to do. And I definitely think that the fact that he took the time premeditated to write in this release, the goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, means that there is no love lost between him and Andrew Berry. Why would you say that? We know what Andrew said. And I think maybe that irked him that he was like, well, stop thinking for me. You know what I'm saying? You with me on that?
I can understand what you're saying there, but at the same time, it's about, you know, our front office always trying to be the smartest people in the room and act like it's some unwritten, you know, magic piece that they're going to find and do. And I don't have trust in Andrew Berry. I don't have trust in definitely not Jimmy Haslam. And I'm a Stefanski guy. I think if anybody stays, it should be Stefanski because he's playing with the cards that he's been dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he got a crappy hand from the guys ahead of him, and I think that's what some of this last season was, is that when he, you know, washed his hands of the play calling and said, here, this is what you guys want, give it a shot. See what your offense that you want with Deshaun at quarterback and his style of offense being run by Ken Dorsey. If this is what you guys want, this is how it is. Obviously, people got hurt. Things didn't go as anybody planned, but Jimmy Haslam is trying to be the Jerry Jones of the North.
And without the press conferences, Roman. Without the press conferences. So that's good. Daryl Ryder is our...
I don't know. I think it's more fun with press conferences, but Darryl, that's me.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl's been going nuts since the 11 o'clock announcement by Myles Garrett. Basically, I want to be traded. What does Daryl think? What does Daryl think is going to happen? The Browns have said, nope, we're not doing that. Daryl's thoughts next on Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.